It's Helping Hand weekly feature, Fridays, HPR1 stations across the state, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you very much for listening. This week, we are learning about a returning guest organization, NAMI Hawaii, and that stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii. And this year's Walk for Mental Health is coming up October 14th in Honolulu. Lots of ways to support them, too. And we're welcoming back our guest, Kumi McDonald, Executive Director of NAMI Hawaii, National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii, joining us now. Good to see you, Kumi.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are quite welcome. And share with folks how NAMI supports people here in Hawaii and how the organization functions.
Well, NAMI is a nonprofit, and we provide support, education, and advocacy for people living with mental illness and their families.
And it's part of a national organization, right? So it's got a lot of pull. And does it encompass other groups here in Hawaii? Or you guys are, meaning other groups that work with mental illness, or are you guys self-sustained?
We are our own organization, and we do have three affiliates, one on Kauai, one on Maui, one on the Big Island. And then we do have an office here on Oahu. And we do partner with other agencies because we can't do it all. We mostly focus on providing care for the families. A lot of times these families are overwhelmed with not knowing how to take care of a crisis situation. Perhaps someone had tried to hurt themselves or hospitalized for the first time. They come and look for us, call us to find out for resources, strategies, classes, support groups.
And we'll hear about some of those great programs that you've got for people in need. Funding for you guys comes from where?
Most of our funding comes from this NAMI Walks that is coming up on October 14th. And this is the one big event of the year where we partner with not just us, but with all mental health organizations locally, including Mental Health America, United Self-Help, the clubhouses, and all these other wonderful providers. And we partner with them to say mental health matters, because mental health affects every one of us, right? One in five people in America currently is living with a big mental health issue. And every one of us, you and I included, have had situations where we weren't in our best mental health. You know, we go through challenges, so we can somehow relate to that. But there are people who live with that on a constant basis, serious mental illness. And these funds that we walk for and we say, hey, this matters to us, the community comes out, schools come out and say that we think mental health is important, and they come out and do this charity walk. So it's about bringing awareness as well as bringing the much needed funds, because we are funded by these private donations, small grants, small private donors, but majority of it comes from this walk.
And no government support.
We have in the past received grants for specific projects, but currently none.
And besides the walk, and we'll talk about some other ways people can harness that, but besides that, are there any other major fundraisers, or it's just this once a year, and it's only in the Honolulu area?
Right. This is the one major fundraising event for our organization, and we do provide other workshops and types of conferences throughout the year, but all of that is provided free of charge or a very minimal charge, and they're not in any way a fundraiser.
And you guys are also, you mentioned it previously, where else in the state are you operating?
Well, we do have affiliates on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. But here on Oahu, we do have support groups all over, all the way from Wahiawa to Central Oahu, all the way to East Honolulu. So we're all over. We have support groups that meet throughout the month.
And some of these, let's hear about them. Family-to-family education.
So family-to-family education is a 12-week course, and it's for families or people who care for someone with a mental illness. So oftentimes we'll get, you know, a friend or a spouse or a parent of someone whose family member, their loved one, had a crisis in a mental health issue, maybe first case depression, or maybe they've been living with schizophrenia for many years and it's finally getting to a breaking point. What do we do? So what these classes are teach us, you know, all the way from the basics of the brain biology to how to access services, how to talk to your loved one, how to get your loved one to get help. That's really the big one. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's just learning to accept that this is the way it is. But it really, what it does is it empowers the person taking the class to go get help.
And is it, people are being able to benefit from this by hearing experiences from others who are going through the same thing, so it's a peer-to-peer. Mm-hmm. Is there any professional who's sort of overseeing it who has a mental health counseling background?
So the classes are taught by family members who have taken the course and then have gone through an extensive training course.
Okay.
And so they themselves have experienced something like this in their life. And then they go and teach the course. It's a huge binder, like 5 inches thick. And it's, every week, 12 weeks, you meet for 2.5 hours. And it's really a wonderful course. I myself have taken the class because I have a loved one in my family with a serious mental illness that's in recovery now. Because of this family-to-family class, it taught me skills, how to get my family member services, how to get them set boundaries so that my loved one will actually go and seek help.
Family support groups?
Yes. So the support groups are similar to something like an AA type of group, but the focus is on people who are family members who are caring for someone with a loved one. They get overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get resources. So they meet with other families and find support, find other types of resources, you know, shared experiences from other families. And we do also have peer support groups for people living in recovery from mental illness. And those are for people who are, you know, in the recovery process from depression or anxiety or PTSD, and they come and find support with like-minded people.
How often does the peer-to-peer and the family support groups meet?
So they meet various locations, but they meet monthly.
Monthly. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're at multiple locations around the state or just around Oahu?
All around the state. So they can find the information on our website.
For all the different islands that have it. Great. Women's support group is another one that we should know.
So the Women on Wellness is a peer support group. So the Women on Wellness, what we really love about that program is these women come with a positive attitude, not like, woe is me. And they, you know, sometimes support groups get very dark and gloomy. And, you know, sometimes they have to go through that. But Women on Wellness, the focus is on wellness. So, of course, they might have to go through some tragedies and share experiences. But the focus is on how to stay well, how to stay mentally, physically, emotionally well. So they focus on a topic each month, perhaps on how to relax, how to de-stress, how to stay fit. And they also do a monthly check-in with everyone who participates. How are you doing mentally, emotionally? And so it's a really positive environment.
The NAMI Connection Recovery Support Group? Mm-hmm.
So the Connection Recovery is the one for peer-to-peer and people living in recovery. What I like about that connection group is that they really don't let people just wallow in misery and say, well, life is hopeless. It's not hopeless. NAMI really believes in hope and recovery. And so it really teaches people who not to stay stuck. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to be disappointed, but not to stay stuck there, but to look forward to the hope. Look forward to the recovery. And that's what the connection recovery groups do.
Is there a cost for people to attend any of those?
There's no cost for any of our programs. Every single program we offer is absolutely free.
What about when you guys offer guest speakers? And is that something that people have to pay to have come?
So we often get requests from the universities, from classrooms, from organizations, some from the VA hospital.
Sure.
We've spoken to all of the VA hospital staff. And we do that all, again, on voluntary basis. And it depends on the topic they're requesting. Sometimes they'll ask for something more younger, student-friendly. So we do have people on our speakers bureau who are like younger.
Different demographics.
Exactly, that might have gone through their own tragedy, their own recovery story.
That could speak better to that group of people.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then we also do have some professionals. We have clinicians. We've got therapists, medical doctors, psychiatrists on our board and advisory board.
And none of that is a cost for people to...
As long as they're available, if they're available, yeah, they do it all free of charge.
You guys, you mentioned the word, and it's a really important part of a lot of aspects of life, advocacy. And advocating, when you're advocating on behalf of somebody with mental health issues, you're trying to make the best decisions for them and stick up for them because they are not, like when you're advocating for anyone, really. But in this particular situation, they cannot advocate for themselves. You guys do this, I'm assuming, less on an individual basis and more on a legislative and policy basis?
Correct. We don't have enough staffing to do individual type of advocacy, but on a national basis, each state might have different programs available. But for our state right now, because we just don't have that type of resource, we do focus more on advocacy in the legislative arena. And we do have an advocacy board that will pick and choose the ones that they believe are in alignment with our national policies, and especially the health care. We've been really working on the health care and saying that health care is so important, especially for those who are on Medicaid, Medicare, that their services may get cut. And oftentimes, the first ones to get cut are those with serious mental illness. So those are things that we've been fighting for. We've been getting the word out. We've gone to National Hill Day in Washington, D.C. this past July, and we went to see our legislators and spoke up and say, hey, mental health matters.
So you go see our Hawaii legislators on the job there?
Yes, we did.
That's cool. Who did you see?
So we saw Hanabusa, and then we did speak with some of the other offices for Gabbard and for Representative Brian Schatz. And so we went to their offices and just spoke and shared why NAMI does what we do and the importance of keeping mental health as a priority for our state.
Well, certainly participating in the walk in any way is making it a priority. October 14th in Honolulu. Honolulu Hale?
Yes, it is. Honolulu Hale, free parking, lots of fun, great entertainment. It's going to be a great day.
And it gets started bright and early in the morning. And it's not just something that explain how you could walk it, but you could also support it by way of volunteering, or you could support it by walking with a team. You could put a team together. It could be from your church or other religious organization, a civic group you're part of, your family members, your coworkers, just a group of your friends. You could be doing it to honor a friend that you lost. Speak to ways that people could take advantage of the walk.
So it's a great way to say that your group or community cares, because again, 1 in 5 people struggle with this. That's your friend, that's your neighbor, that's your loved one. And so when you come out and say it matters, you're making a difference. If 1,000 people showed up, great. If 10,000 people showed up, that would be phenomenal. Mm. That would say, wow, there's something going on. There's a movement going on. And NAMI is picking up steam. It is becoming a movement. And so we want community groups saying things like, hey, we have HOSA, which is a health occupational student association, and there's hundreds of high schoolers that are going to come out and walk. Mm. We have the Alpha Kappa Alpha minority sorority group, and they're saying minorities care. We want policemen there. We want firemen there. We want professionals. We want family member. We want people living in recovery. Wear your shirts, what you stand for, what you're passionate about, and say, hey, whatever your group is, we care.
You have volunteer needs that day?
So we do, yes. We will. A lot of the student, the HOSA students will be our setup crew. Mm-hmm. But we sure do need a lot of people for cleanup and setting up chairs, things like that. So please let us know if you can help in any way, or if you have a small business, or just in some way you can make a small donation as prizes. There are people who have, oh, I've got a $20 Starbucks gift card that I will never use. Send it over to NAMI, because that could be a door prize. Mm-hmm. Things like that really helps.
That's a great idea, and that's a great way to describe the capacity for anybody who has something nice to be able to donate it for use in the prize aspect of this day? Are there other supplies that you need to implement the day? Tables, chairs, ice, food. I just throw things out there if there's a particular need you have.
Well, everything has already been pre-ordered and preset because it's already coming up really soon. But we sure do need a lot of prizes, lots of kitty toys. Mm-hmm. If you can donate small little toys for kids' prizes or perhaps, like, again, gift cards, any type of services. So a lot of small businesses, they say, well, I can't donate money, but hey, I can donate a free nail manicure, or I can donate a 30-minute house cleaning, or whatever your service is.
A haircut,
right.
Yeah, I get what you mean. There are a lot of ways that people can... And then throughout the rest of the year, are there other needs in terms of volunteers that you could use? You mentioned your board. If there's board work, just anything else that you think, dialing back from the event and just looking at the full year of activities and ways that possibly people listening could support you.
There are so many ways that they can support us. The number one way you can support us is throughout the year is to bring awareness to your community. So if you can find a group, if you can, whether it's your little club, whether it's your synagogue or church, or whether it's your civic group, and say, hey, you know what? Mental health really matters. I really want us to be aware of this. Because if we get awareness out, if we can break the stigma and say, mental health is just like any type of health, we need to be taking care of it. We need to talk about it, not hide it. Then people who really need the help will not be ashamed, and they will get help early. And early intervention is the key to recovery.
NamiHawaii.org. That's NamiHawaii.org. You can email them if you have some supplies, you want to volunteer, you want to put a team together, you want to become a sponsor, you have information that you need to answer to get somebody else on board, info@NamiHawaii.org. You can give them a buzz if that's easier, 591-1297 here in Honolulu. You can hear the full interview, the radio feature, and get all their contact information, plus find all of our previous Helping Hand guests, their interviews and contact information, all on demand at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. The event is coming up on October 14th, and Honolulu Hale, it's Nami Hawaii's main signature fundraising event. Anything else that comes to mind before we wrap it up that's important to get out there?
Well, we just want everyone to show up and say that mental health really matters and you can make a difference by just showing up and walking.
It's Kumi McDonald, Executive Director of Nami Hawaii, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii, October 14th, looking for folks to support them and lots of ways to do so at the Walk for Mental Health at Honolulu Hale. A privilege to support what you guys are doing, and really grateful that you would take the time to come down here again and be our guest on Helping Hand here on All Things Considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. It was my pleasure. Thank you.